Hello.
Tony, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. First thing I want to ask you was, the other night, against the Saints did a pretty good job of containing both Welker and Moss, which, you know, not many teams have been able to do. When you saw that, was that any kind of, like, blueprint for you? And what did they do so well against those two guys?
Well, I don't think there's a blueprint for us that's any different than really anybody else has tried to do, with those guys. I mean, I've seen some double coverage in there. I've seen, a little bit of roll coverage where they're rolling to one guy or rolling the other guy, trying to double both receivers at times. But, those are all things that have been done. It's not the first time that Randy or Wes have been double teamed, in ball games, and they found ways to win in most of those situations.
How important is the pass rush to kind of stopping those guys? I guess Moss excels in the deep balls, and if you're getting rush on him, then that makes that harder. Is that accurate to say? And anything the pass rush is a key to kind of?
Yeah, I think the pass rush is key. I think you got to be able to get some pressure on the quarterback in those situations, but you got to be careful. With what you do with Tom. I mean, Tom is such an intelligent player, and he gets the protections lined up very well. And, if you're trying to come after him and you're trying to get pressure on him and he gets the thing lined up, you're going to get hurt. And that happened to us a little bit in game one.
How important is it, Tony, to get him off his spot? As a lot of coaches and analysts like to talk about, like getting him out of the pocket and closing off at least part of the field.
I think it's important. I really do. I think that, I'm sure, Tom gets pretty comfortable in there like most quarterbacks do. And if you can get him off his spot, you can get him to move a little bit, then, certainly you're hoping that some of those location throws that he does such a great job with maybe are a little bit tougher to make.
Tony, what was it you saw from specifically the last game with the Patriots secondary and what did you think allowed some of those big plays to happen?
Well, I thought I seen, first of all, I know this through experience because we played them, but, New Orleans skilled people are outstanding. They do a great job with run after the catch, and, I think that a couple plays were made there. I thought that Drew Brees did a great job of putting the ball on the back shoulder in a few situations, and those guys kind of ran with it, but, there was a couple opportunities there to maybe, get him on the ground and look like, those guys just made some yards after the catch. And then, of course, the one big play there obviously was a blown coverage.
When you're looking at film and you're trying to judge and you see a performance like the Patriots played against the Jets where they get the four picks and then they have one like Monday night, how do you, as a a coach involved in the game plan and all that, decide how to attack them as far as like which, I guess, secondary you're going to see?
Well, I mean, from our end, I think one of the important things is that we have to worry about what we can do here, with our people and what we do best when we're trying to attack them. But, I don't think that, this is a copycat league. There's no question about it. People try to steal other people's ideas, but I think that they have to fit a little bit of what you're trying to do. So, I know the Patriots pretty well and that coaching staff, and I know that that team is going to be hitting on all cylinders when we play on Sunday.
And also, I've seen you guys on TV some, but if you could talk about how you've adjusted with the Wildcat without Ronnie there. I mean, does Ricky just do what he did, or how have you guys adjusted to that?
Well, Ricky's always, been the other guy involved in that. He's taken snaps in the Wildcat even when Ronnie was here. And, Ricky and Ronnie actually have switched spots on occasion. But Ricky understands the whole package, and we obviously have other running backs that can come in the game and do Ricky's job. So that's pretty much the way we've been going about it here. And, we've certainly figured out that all hands on deck is going to be important. So, everybody kind of understands the roles there, and, it's not one of those things that just because Ronnie's not out there, we don't do it. It depends on the game, depends on the situation during the game, but Ricky's capable of doing it.
Because of that, have you asked Chad Henne to assume a little more responsibility in the offense?
No, we haven't asked him to do any of that. I mean, we just, you know, obviously, when you lose a player of Ronnie Brown's caliber, you know, that's a large part of our offense. So, you know, it has to get delegated someplace else, and some of it goes on Chad's plate, and some of it goes to Ricky, and some, you know, to Fasano, and to the receivers, and to some of these people. So everybody's got a hand in picking up the slack, you know, and we've done a pretty good job of that right now in Ronnie's absence, you know, short of last ball game, you know, which even in that game, I think did some pretty good things with the football.
Tony, Jason Taylor earlier with us said that the defense hadn't been really doing their job in terms of finishing games off. What have you seen from your defense that has kind of showed itself in an inability to finish games?
Well, I mean, one of the things that you know, that I think is important, first of all, I mean, I got to take some of the responsibility of that. You know, I got to do a better job preparing the guys. I mean, it's everybody, it's players, it's coaches. You know, we just got to do a better job that way of preparing and making sure that when we get to the fourth quarter that we're finishing some of these ball games. But I do think the fundamentals come into play, some of the techniques, some of the things that we do, you know, for three quarters of the ball game. As we get into the fourth quarter, maybe guys get a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued, and we lose sight of some of those things. It's not my team, my team's effort. My team plays hard all the time, but it is some of the details. I think, you know, that's probably what I could put my finger on the most. You know, and we also got to give credit to the other team. You know, in some of these games, they've done a great job.
Tony, obviously, you guys had pretty remarkable health last year. Are you satisfied with the way that your team's dealt with the injuries, whether it was Chad or Jason or Will or Ronnie or all of it as a whole? Are you happy with the way the team's just kind of handled all of that?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, I tell you what, I'm really proud of the guys down there. You know, we've lost, obviously, you know, some pretty good players here, but, you know, nobody's going to take it easy on you, and nobody's going to cry for you or any of those things, so we don't use it as excuses. I mean, part of what we do here is we got to develop young players, and this just gets them out there, and we get a chance to see some of these guys play. So I've been pleased with how some of these guys have stepped up. You know, we had Channing Crowder down for a couple weeks. Reggie Tolbor hopped in there and did a great job for us, and, you know, Will Allen out, and the two young corners are playing out there, and they're competing and getting a great education out there every single week. So, you know, Ferguson goes down, and, you know, Solei steps in. So these guys have done a pretty good job for us, and it's teaching us an awful lot about, you know, about our football team and the future here.
Tony, you study the Patriots on film from week to week. Are they more inclined than some teams to kind of change what they do on offense to match up, as opposed to maybe, you know, sort of getting their own identity or their own you know, approach week to week?
No, I think that the Patriots do what they do. You know, I think that they do what they do really on both sides of the football. I don't think that they particularly care what we do. I think they're going to be good at what they do, and that's, you know, a little bit about how we are here. I mean, you know, we have to be concerned with what we do with our players and how well we can do it. So, you know, I mean, people, you know, the Wildcat this and the Wildcat, well, it's something that we do, and we feel like we do it pretty well, so it's a little bit of a part of us. So, you know, I think that the Patriots are that way. I mean, you know, they have a specific style, and you know, they're not going to change it based on what we do. They're going to do what they do and try to force the tempo that way.
How has Ted Ginn bounced back, if at all, from the early season criticism he faced?
No, I think he's bounced back very, very well. I mean, I think that, you know, you look at what probably at the time that, you know, that Teddy was dealing with the most criticism from the outside was, you know, prior to our Jet game, and then he came back in that game, and he returned two kicks for a touchdown and you know, was just critical and pivotal in the result of that football game. And little by little, he's been getting better and better each week, and, you know, has made some plays for us. I mean, the guy – I believe going in last week was leading the league in returns and was catching the ball pretty well for us out there when given the opportunity.
He's obviously an elite physical player. What does he need to do to take it to the next level as a wide receiver?
Well, one of the things is sometimes, you know, you forget that these guys are young, and you know, Teddy is a young player, so from his end, when we came in here as a coaching staff to where we are right now, Teddy's taken tremendous strides. He's really grown an awful lot that way, you know, in releases and understanding coverages and the game slowing down for him so he could play faster. Those things have all been important. So I think he needs to just continue to do those things here, which, you know, Carl Durrell does a great job with him, and we're getting better and better with him.
What do you think that having, you know, being in the position that you guys are in has had an effect on your team at all? And you know, this last loss maybe has, I don't know, Tony, if it creates a sense of urgency or anything like that, or is that element there at all?
Urgency?
You know, whatever. I mean, just the fact that maybe you can't afford to lose another game, does that have any effect on your team?
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't think it has effect on our team, but I think that we're aware of it. You know, we understand the situation that we put ourselves in, and you know, we put ourselves in this situation a while ago when we lost the first three. So, you know, we had to fight our tails off to get back to 500, and then we went down there and we lost the ball game last week. In a game that we didn't play well in, and Buffalo did. So, when you're playing these games every week, every one of them matters. Every one of them is important. And, you know, from our end, we understand that this is another division game. It's a very big game for us. And, you know, we know that we're running out of chances here, you know, but we still have a chance. So we understand that as well.
One more thing, Tony, real quick. I'm just on Vontae Davis. When you guys looked at the tape and graded him out, how'd you guys think he performed? I know he was on Randy a lot when you guys were up here. What kind of job did you think he did in the final analysis?
I mean, I would think that when I watch the game and you go through all the plays during the course of the game, and, you know, Vontae in that game, he had broken up a ball there and got a little bit of a ding on his hip, so he was out for a couple series, but then came back in. You know, I thought that the guy competed really hard against, you know, a tremendous, tremendous player. So, you know, he had a couple pass breakups. He had an interception in there. You know, Randy caught a ball for a touchdown. I believe it was a touchdown on the right sideline, you know, where Vontae really had outstanding coverage on him. And, you know, I mean, I've just seen Randy go up and do that several times, you know, where he can win those, you know, some of those situations. Now, earlier in the game, you know, Vontae made a ball on a play on one of those situations. So Vontae's a competitive guy, and, you know, he loves to compete. He loves, you know, to be out there and to play against the best players. And, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job during the course of that game. Obviously, you know, Randy made some plays in that game, and, you know, we understand that.
You take the approach that those two corners aren't rookies anymore that you have starting out there?
Yeah, well, I think that that's an understatement. I think that they're not rookies anymore. So these guys have gone out there and they've battled and played against every week. You know, there's another guy like that. So, you know, last week it was Terrell, and, you know, this week it's Randy and Wes and that group. So, you know, these guys don't get many days off. They're in the corner in our division or in our league that I think gets many days off against the receivers nowadays.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Appreciate it.